Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. Let's get back to the wrench with these two tools. It's John and Lance from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
My bad. Yeah, it wasn't Shady. It was Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, who fought?
Yeah. My bad. Shady and Le'Veon. No, not the same. Le'Veon is a bad dude now.
Yeah.
Le'Veon wants to fight...
Andy Rapps.
Yeah, Le'Veon wants to fight the white dude. Was fighting everybody.
Jake Paul?
Yeah.
Well, of course he does.
Well,
that's a massive.
Le'Veon's got some skills.
I would actually want to watch that, I think.
Yeah.
Le'Veon may be way bigger than Jake Paul. Le'Veon played in college, he was in the high 230s. Le'Veon may be much bigger than Jake Paul. I don't know that he is.
Le'Veon's
right now.
Got some boxing skills now.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see. Oh, man, he put AP down.
Yeah, I felt sad.
Wow, that was bad.
I felt sad for that. So I mentioned that an NFL team was having their car stolen. You want to guess that team? Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Cleveland Browns. The city of Cleveland is having an issue with crime, it appears.
What?
Yes.
No, this
it appears as though crime...
Don't believe it.
It appears as though there is crime right now. Multiple players on the Cleveland Browns have had their car stolen in recent days.
Browns, out of the parking lot?
No.
Okay.
Browns cornerback Greg Newsome had his vehicle stolen at gunpoint late Sunday night, according to News 5 in Cleveland. It's a cruel world we live in, Newsome wrote on Twitter on Monday. The same report says Browns running back Demetric Felton also had his car stolen over the weekend. A Cleveland car dealership posted a picture of Felton's car and urged anyone who had seen it to call police or contact Felton via social media. Additionally, a third unnamed player was robbed of his car and jewelry, according to SI.com. And in January, Deshaun Watson had his truck stolen. But prosecutors later indicted a group of people who had worked together to steal several high-end vehicles in the Cleveland area. So they've had four players since January with their car stolen, three very, very recently. So, yep, I don't think they're interconnected, but never heard of anything like that. That many players getting their car stolen that quickly?
Well, I mean, if you live in Cleveland, you're going to pay the price, right? I mean, there's nothing you can do about this.
I guess not.
I don't know. Worst place to live, San Francisco or Cleveland?
No, San Francisco.
Way worse.
Yeah. It's one of the worst you could possibly live in. Their downtown is all boarded up. I was there.
Yeah.
I was there. I went there on my honeymoon with my wife.
You almost went to work there.
Yeah, I swear to God, I almost went to work there in the summer of 14. I would have gone there.
How would you feel about yourself now?
So it was a 3-year contract. So I went back there in I was there in 14. I was there in 14. Then I was there again when Texas played, and my wife, they had a smash and grab where somebody smashed the car. We didn't know about it. This is when it was kind of first started happening, where they'd smash your car and they grabbed my wife's bag and took off. There was a group of like 6 of us or 5 of us. So, or it was 4 of us in the car with a bunch of bags. And luckily hers was the only one stolen, not mine. What a blessing that was to not have my stuff stolen, but hers did.
Hers was.
But luckily mine wasn't. And so anyway, they smashed the window, the rental car, grabbed that. But also while we were there, and this is before we realized it was going all to hell, We saw a man get in. He had ripped off. He had bent the front bumper of a car, and he had only underwear on, and he was running through the streets, hitting cars with it and hitting people, and he was, and police were surrounding him, and he started running with it, and I was like, oh my God, please don't shoot, because he's running into traffic. We're all pulled up there in the Uber, and we're just thinking, please don't shoot into the cars, police. Please don't shoot into this way. And eventually they ran him down, tased him or something. I'm like, man, San Francisco's kind of wild. Well, then we went back a year later because it's for a – or we were going to have to eat the price of going to Dominique Crenn's because we had already prepaid for this tasting menu. Mm-hmm. And United canceled a flight, so we got screwed. And they're like, sorry, we're keeping your money. You have one calendar year to come have this meal. You're done. Like, wow. At this point, it would have been better just to let the meal go. But anyway, so we went back there, and it had somehow gotten worse. Like in 1 year, it had gotten – it was bad in – what was that? That was like 16 by – 15, I think. By 16 or 17, it was even worse. Like, wow, San Francisco has really fallen off. And then it's gotten worse and worse and worse and worse. So, yeah, I'd rather live in Cleveland. And the weather's great, and San Francisco used to be a super cool town. Like, it was really, really
Cleveland's
cool.
Got a neat downtown, too.
Cleveland's got a neat downtown. Yeah. San Francisco's just too expensive to live. Like, you just can't. Tech came in there and crushed it, same way they're doing to Austin now. Austin was already getting expensive.
Yeah.
Tech now, my parents live an hour from Austin, and their home value, and like, in a subdivision of, there wasn't much there, and now more and more houses are being built. People from California are coming now, and they're building out there now, an hour away from Austin, and they work in Austin. Just to be reasonably close without paying, you know, you're up into the $1.2 million for a 2,400 square foot home.
Yeah,
you're getting into the high nines to $1.5 million range now, depending on how dressed up it is.
Did you see the story about the New York apartment that was 77 square feet?
The one that goes straight up. I've seen it. Yeah. I saw it in a video.
$2,300 a month.
Yeah,
70 with no bathroom, no kitchen. $2,300 a month.
That's not true.
Yes, it's true. No, it's true.
How could you have no bathroom?
No bathroom, no nothing.
You have to.
No bathroom, no nothing.
I saw the one where it's a small kitchen. The bed is upstairs. When I say upstairs, like you climb up some steps. I stayed in a small hotel in Amsterdam that was, they made the most of, like, it was a great use of space. But what? You can't pay $2,200 for... That's not even 80 square feet?
Yeah. No, that's it. Absolutely.
That's news of the weird.
77 apartment rents for $2,350 a month. The 77 square foot apartment, it rents for $2,350
a month. And there's
no bathroom,
kitchen?
Nothing. That's it. That's
Look,
it.
You could live with a microwave.
You got a this closet. Person, and
this
and
person
then
can't
just,
even
then,
move.
And then that's it. No, that's it.
Oh, you not,
oh it does
there.
Have a little sink. It does have a sink.
Where
a,
you could put a
and
microwave.
And a mini refrigerator. Yeah. And that's it.
I would have, you feel like you're, it, that's a, my jail cells are bigger than that.
No.
yeah. Honestly, prison cells are bigger than that.
That is a prison cell for $2,350 a month. $2,350 a month for a 77.
Somebody took a walk-in closet. Honestly, that's, somebody took a walk-in closet and made it an apartment.
Yeah. That's a, yeah.
And that's a walk-in closet.
And you're getting $2,350. I mean, where do you go to the bathroom? I guess there must be a public bathroom there. Must be a public
oh,
bathroom.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a porta potty they can stink in, junk it into a hole.
I don't go into porta potties. I'm out. I'm
you
out.
I tell you what you're doing. You're going to Starbucks every day and ordering something really small and then going into their bathroom.
Yep.
Where do you shower?
Ooh, sink showers. That's it. That's all you got.
No, seriously, where do you shower? Now you got to go buy a YMCA membership.
Did you see the latest news? Jacob DeGrom, surprisingly, on the 60-day DL?
Yeah, they moved him.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is good. Like, he's kind of comfortable there.
He's eligible to come back June 28th, but he's been out so long that they put him on the 60-day DL so that they can make room. And yet they continue to win. And yet they continue to dominate. They won again yesterday. Unbelievable what this team is doing right now. Will it catch up to them?
Yeah, we just need some injuries to pop in.
No, we don't need any injuries. We need them to come back to earth. That's what we need.
You know the best way to do that?
We need to go slap them around up,
you
know,
and yeah,
up,
no, up we need to. Yeah, we need their schedule to turn and become tougher. All you need is the Astros to come up there, take the white glove off, smack them across the face like a duel, and then, you know, take two or three from them or sweep them, and then you and just put them in their place. You're right. Just so they know, when we play the Astros, we're in a lot of
trouble.
That's
what we did to Tampa early on. Okay, that's what we did to the Yankees last year.
You can keep winning your game. Yeah, you can keep winning your games after that. Just know that you're not. You don't beat us.
No, when we had seven against the Yankees,
now
took five of them.
Now the silver bucket really makes a difference.
Well, it's a silver boot or something.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Now we really care about the silver goose. The silver goose is a big deal.
Is a really, really big deal now. It's time for you to talk about John Daspit. That's what it's time
for. Well, he's a really big deal, too. He's a big deal. Just got married, and he's had his kid. He's expanding the offices. He's going to have offices in Arkansas and Georgia. And, you know, he's got 10 here in the state of Texas. John's getting bigger and bigger. And you know why? Because he's really good. He wins for people. He's got a great win rate, and he's always working. I don't even know what this – I don't even know what this, you know, what this, his honeymoon's going to look like, because I know he's going to be on the phone. I know he's going to be texting. I know he's going to be stay up on some different cases. But, you know, if you've ever been hurt in the water, maritime law, he handles that. Refinery blast, he handles that. The offshore explosions, that's something he does. The astral world, the tragedy. My wife knows someone who lost a child there. And one of the things that you have to cope with is, you know, is making sure that you find a lawyer who can help you in those instances as well. And that's what John Daspit does. He passionately pursues justice for the injured. And so maybe you're just on a roadway and I saw somebody get wrecked. This is my nightmare. On I-10, coming back from Louisiana, you get hit by the truck that smashes somebody up against that railing of concrete. Man, what a disaster that is, and what a nightmare scenario that is. And what happens to you, and what happens with your pain, your suffering, your hospital bills? You could be seriously hurt. John Daspit's there to fight for you. Call 713-CALL-NOW. That's his phone number. It's easy to remember. 713-CALL-NOW. Or for more information, just go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got weights in fish.
We got weights in fish.
There we go.
And the melody still lingers on.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John Zerline and Lance Zerline on ESPN 97.5 and 92 Zerline.
Wow. A stunning development. The PGA Tour, LIV, and the DP World Tour, which is the European Tour, have all merged.
What?
Ending all litigation, and they're all going to share in profits. They are going to, the public investments, the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund is going to put billions into this.
This isn't even on ESPN. Did this just come out?
It's on PGA Tour. It's on the PGA Tour's website.
When did it come
out? It's a Wall Street Journal. It's, everybody is now, it's coming out now. CNBC, it's all out. It's out now.
So what? So how's this
going to
work?
Yeah. So they're all going to, they're going to join forces. We're going to probably be seeing more.
So how do the Saudis figure into this?
Well, they're put, apparently they're putting billions into it.
And so how do they factor into, I mean, because the PGA, there's a lot of guys who really didn't want to be in bed with the Saudis.
Yeah.
They have been responsible for some atrocities.
Well, you bring billions to the table.
Is that all it is?
Yeah, that's all.
So the PGA is for sale?
Yeah, apparently. Well, yeah.
The entire thing?
PIF is prepared to invest billions of new capital into the new entity, CNBC's Mark David Faber reported on Tuesday. Terms of the deal were not disclosed.
Everyone
has a part of the agreement, the three groups will establish a fair and objective process for any players who want to reapply for membership with the PGA Tour or DP World Tour.
So their tours will still go on. LIV's still going to have their own tour.
Apparently, I don't know that they're...
Because you talked about they'll have a fair process if they want to reestablish.
Right, yeah.
So can they be with both?
Because
that really hurts LIV to an extent. But or maybe it doesn't. I don't know. Unless you tell me how the revenue share is going to look.
They just say they're going to grow golf together. It doesn't say there's a lot more to come. I don't know.
We'll probably know a lot more tomorrow.
A lot more.
Or later today.
Further, the three organizations will work cooperatively and in good faith to establish a fair and objective process to reapply. After 2 years of disruption and distraction, this is a historic day for the game we all know and love, said Jay Monahan. This transformational partnership recognized the immeasurable strength of the PGA Tour's history, blah, 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 blah. Going forward, fans can be confident that we will collectively deliver on the promise that we've made to promote competition of the best in professional golf, and we're committed to securing and driving the game's future. So, yeah, it looks like, well, I mean, I don't know that this is an NFL-AFL merger per se, but it is a it is a partnership that they will have.
The PGA was stuck, though. Like, they were losing. They were bleeding out right now. Bleeding out talent.
Yeah.
They don't. They got wallet whipped. We all knew that. Saudis will wallet whip everybody and everything unless.
And now they're going to wallet whip this group with billions they're going to put into it.
Yeah, so they're going to get what they want.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good day. It's a good day for.
I think there's a lot of golf fans who would say it's not.
It's a really good day for golf.
Unless
because
you care
it was splitting the sport.
Yeah, no, it's good from that. But if you care about the Saudi influence, you're probably not real happy.
Yeah. No. Right.
We'll find out more. Well, some people actually stand for that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Stand for something. But the PGA is just a matter of survival. They were going to have to do something with LIV. There was no doubt about it. Have you ever seen anything like that? The amount of leverage that just through sheer cash, the LIV Tour leveraged a spot with the PGA just by simply stealing players through cash.
Yeah.
That's all they did. And it took one year.
It's called Alabama.
It took 1 year to leverage that. They went from zero to a partner with the PGA. Is what it looks. We'll find out.
It's
all
called Hugh Freeze football. Okay, that's what happens. That's what it is.
No, it's not the same. They became a partner in an entire sport. They're like this is. I've never seen anything like this. It took them 1 year. It wasn't eventually growing up like the AFL
well,
did.
Well, it's like the USFL tried. What the USFL tried to do.
What they tried to do with their money.
They didn't succeed. They didn't succeed.
The NFL was too powerful, but. You were able.
Well, they took great players away from.
Well,
the game.
This is the thing. They took great players.
Herschel Walker,
but there's
Steve
a lot
Young.
Of teams and there's a lot of players in golf. You take away more than half of the top 30 players.
I don't think they didn't take away half.
You
of
don't think
the top
they
30.
Took?
No, they didn't.
Okay, of the top 20 players, did they take half of them away?
No.
You don't
think? No, they took Brooks Koepka. They
I'm
took
saying
Cam
names.
Smith.
I'm saying Brooks Koepka, DeChambeau. Cam Smith.
Yeah, they weren't top 20 players when they
but most popular
names,
players.
Yeah,
yeah,
names. Oh.
Because that's where the money comes in.
Yeah.
Was it Dustin Johnson? I mean, those are some hammers.
Yeah, they took about five huge names. Yeah. Yeah, but I mean it affected. Don't know.
Calcavecchia?
No question. Yeah, no, not Mark Calcavecchia. No.
Okay. Yeah. Calvin Pete, rest his soul.
You're just going names that you remember.
Just from
And that's
yeah,
it. You're
the
like,
80s,
they're
yeah.
stuck now.
No. But there was more than that. They took some pretty good players.
No.
Other than just those top guys. And you can't have, because you would eventually lose more of those
No,
guys.
Listen, it hurt the tour. It absolutely hurt the tour.
And for LIV guys, no one's seeing them. It's like they don't exist. They make a bunch of money, but it's like in a vacuum. Unless they played majors. Maybe that's the way they want it. As long as they're allowed to play majors, maybe that's the way they want it. The LIV guys get a, you know, play their majors, and then they maybe don't care as much. Do you think most pro golfers who are making a lot of money, they mostly care about just majors and Ryder Cup, right? Any other type of television events that they can be on?
Oh,
I would imagine.
Yeah, they care about big. No, now the tour has changed
some
stuff.
Tournaments
they have
they
elevated
like.
Events.
Yeah,
where
that's what I
the
mean.
Purses
the,
are bigger.
There's tier one, the tier two, but not the tier three. They don't even come to tier three.
No.
Unless it helps.
The season, here's the problem with golf is the season never ends. Once you get to, past the FedEx Cup, another season starts up right away, as opposed to every other sport that takes a break Golf yeah. never takes a break.
Yeah, a 3 month
and
break.
It's, and it's good. Not, you know, and so guys, they in the fall, they, you know, they put the same emphasis. They can't put the same emphasis on it because it's not the same event. When good players are taking the fall off and Christmas and all this and they're still playing, you know, on the tour, it's not as big an event. It's not even close. So it's like it's almost like a minor league, and yet you get FedEx points towards, you know, towards the end of the season, and it's weird.
I'm interested to see what ends up coming to this, because this is a big deal to get players back. But I want to see what exactly. You haven't told me a lot of. I finally hit ESPN breaking news.
Yeah,
Golf Unity, and I'll see if I can find more on this ESPN story on this, because Mark Schlabach wrote this.
Really?
Uh-huh.
He wrote Mark Schlabach. So basically,
Schlabach, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wrote the story on this.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so that's good news for golf. And so here's Art's reaction is golf blows. So Art, okay, you're not a golf fan. So what?
Well, here's what it said. So Jay Monahan, PGA Tour Commissioner, said in a statement, "This transformational partnership recognizes the immeasurable strength of the PGA Tour's history, legacy, and pro-competitive model, and combines with it the DP World Tour and LIVE, including the
LIV.
Team. Or what's that?
LIV.
What'd I say?
LIVE.
Oh, LIV.
Live, yeah.
Including the team golf concept to create an organization that will benefit golf's players, commercial and charitable partners and fans. The Live Golf League, which was being financed by Saudi Arabia PIF and fronted by Greg Norman, 11 of his players, including Mickelson and Bryson DeChambeau, had sued, blah, 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 blah. The public investment fund had dumped more than $2 billion into the golf enterprise, which critics have claimed is a form of sports washing to repair the Saudi Arabian monarchy's history of human rights violations. The landmark deal was reached without the knowledge of many PGA Tour members and Live Golf players and agents, said one PGA Tour player reached by ESPN for a comment, "No effing way." So there's going to be some players who are not happy to be in bed with in any way, shape, or form with the Saudis.
Yeah.
And that's what and you didn't ask them?
No, and a lot of them have spoken up. And, yeah, and a lot have spoken up about this and they didn't want to know part of it. But now, guess what? That's your tour now. That's part of your tour now. So we'll see how it works out. We'll see whether or not guys can go back and forth, whether or not guys can play. You know, he already it's talking about, well, we'll have a fair way to get for guys to get back into the onto the PGA Tour, as opposed to we are joining forces. That's not what I saw there. We'll see how this works out. We'll have to see as it more comes out. But anyway, they've come to terms. No more fighting. No more litigation. And like it or not.
Look, Alex Baker says this is right. PGA and LIV and the LIV Golf merging is a huge L for any golfers who didn't take the big money with the LIV contracts.
Yeah.
Because they got their big money and they get to come back.
And they get to come back. They got guaranteed money and they get to come back. Wow. All right, 703-780-3776. You've got any thoughts on this? You're more than welcome to get in here. Lance and I have got thoughts about Billy Brown and Aqueduct Plumbing. Aqueduct Plumbing is just the best way to go. If you need a plumber, there's one place to call. Love what they do. Love their integrity. Love their efficiency. Love their knowledge. Love their urgency. They have all of these things because when you need a plumber, you want them to get there right away because you have some kind of issue. 281-488-6238. My sister-in-law needed him to come just to check because her water bill was ridiculously high. And the water company said, well, you have a leak somewhere. Well, Aqueduct went to her house, said, you ain't got no leaks nowhere. They're screwing you. So she now is fighting them, and it's because Aqueduct Plumbing proved, no. Your meter's broken. This is happening. If your water bill is ridiculous, there's a chance that you have a leak, or there's a chance that the water company's screwing you. So get Aqueduct Plumbing out there.
You're the first person who understands when something's not right in your home. If you got rusted fixtures, that means that water, in many cases, like in your shower, there's a good chance water's getting behind the wall as well. So you really need to check out what Aqueduct Plumbing can do for you, because they're the ones who are going to make sure that your home is back to where it should be. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. That's AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. Give them a call at 281-488-6238.
ESPN 97.5, the only Houston sports station with a bidet.
The bidet, there's a sturdiness to it. It can accommodate a fairly heavy carriage.
Let's all get back to two white guys talking sports. Wow, that's a totally new concept. It's John and Lance from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Look at
this. Is
how about no parking on the dance floor? Unbelievable. So this is the jam. This is when you had the influx of, like Roger and Zapp used to do. You get the little Midnight Star. Who is this? This isn't Midnight Star. It is Midnight Star, yeah. So Midnight Star did this. Oh, man. R&B joints from the 80s, or Johns, as you could say, Johns. These Johns are...
Do hip. You think PD knows this?
No chance. No.
PD!
PD would know. Do you think PD... What name... What do you think PD has ever been to a... A concert. Name one concert Petey's been to. I'm going to say Van Halen.
Yeah, I'm going to say the Grateful Dead.
Ooh, he strikes me as a rock guy. Okay, let's find out. PD, have you ever been to a Van Halen concert?
No.
Have you ever been to a Grateful Dead concert?
No.
Okay.
Name a concert?
Hold on. Waylon Jennings.
No.
Chris Christopherson at the rodeo one time.
No, I saw Charlie Pride there once.
Alan Parsons Project.
I mean, we'll get that.
No, man, I've been to three ZZ Tops.
ZZ Tops, of course.
Stones.
Yeah.
Who else?
The Rolling Stones, Foreigner,
Wise,
Billy Squire.
Yeah.
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 I was in the
Texas World thing. This is at the Astrodome.
Monsters of Rock.
AC/DC.
No.
No, but I would have wanted to.
Yeah, no, that's your that's PD Rock.
I was supposed to go to a Rush concert, and that got screwed up too.
So oh yeah, Geddy Lee, yeah,
that got screwed up.
Geddy Lee, that would have been great.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, y'all talking about that Josh Ennis.
Yeah.
Well, you just mentioned him briefly. Yeah.
I almost whipped his ass once.
Did you?
Twin Peaks.
What happened?
Why?
What happened, PD?
You remember when the Astros sucked and they were playing the Kansas City Royals and they lost in the playoffs?
Yeah, 2015.
Yeah, it was that time.
What happened, man?
He was doing a thing for the other station he used to work at.
Yeah,
like a crowd or a get together with the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And I was dating this Uber driver at the time. And we went up there. Well, I was already liquored up and got more liquored up. And then I spotted him and I said, "Hey, man, I don't like you." And he backed down. So, and I sent him Twitters all the time. And he did that thing at the Super Bowl, too. You remember that?
Yeah. He and Seth got into it.
Yeah. And there was another guy that was working over there. I don't know what happened to him. He lives in the Woodlands. And he found out on the plane on the way down there.
What?
And there was a guy, I think he works for y'all now, but he worked for 790.
Yeah?
And he lived in the Woodlands.
And what happened?
And he found out about it because they were working in the morning. And the whole crew over there was going over there. And they found out on the plane ride from Houston to Minnesota is where it happened.
Found out what? They were going home?
Yeah.
He wanted to beat
right.
him. Yeah, he wanted to beat him up.
Right. Who was that? Jason Braddock.
Jason Braddock.
He's not here yet.
Yeah, Braddock was.
Yeah, that's the dude.
Yep, he was pissed.
I met him too, man.
Yeah, he was
pretty cool.
I'd be pissed off too if I was headed somewhere
Josh,
like,
yeah.
Turn it around.
Yep, turn it around. You're all coming home because of Josh. No, that happened. That was, That was ugly. Yep. So you almost beat his ass one time, huh?
Yeah, I did.
But he backed down?
And that, yeah, he backed down. He was scared. He was scared.
Don't say it yet.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you were going to say.
I know what he's going to say, too. I felt like he was going to fire out of there.
Yeah, yeah, we knew what you were going to say there. Okay.
And guess what?
What?
You know what I did last week?
What?
What'd you do, bro?
All right. I got a new phone, right, from my girlfriend's daughter. But it was like a year old, and she had to unlock it and all this stuff. Well, then my carrier, it was a different carrier, and it's like one of the top ones. You know, it starts at, in the front of the alphabet part, that kind.
Right, AT&T, right.
They wouldn't change my email over. I was still getting email on my old phone, but not on the new phone.
That's neat stuff
so,
there.
I had to file an FCC complaint, and they fixed it within like 30 hours. And now I'm getting an email this yesterday and a phone call from the office of the president. Not Biden, of that
right.
company.
Yeah,
right,
that company.
Of the company.
Sure.
Not Biden. Biden didn't call you, right?
All right, so one of the things, thanks for the call today, PD. Here's what we found out. PD went to some ZZ Top concerts. Granted, that was us asking that question.
Right.
He remembers when Josh Ennis had a argument at a Super Bowl at another station.
Yep.
He remembers that Jason Braddock had to go home because of it, the whole show, and Jason wanted to fight Josh. He remembers, or he told us a story about getting a one-year-old phone that needed to be unlocked, and then the carrier was different. So he
right.
had to file an FCC complaint.
Exactly.
Yep. So there you go.
There you have it. We learned a lot.
Yeah.
Did we or did we not learn a lot?
We learned stuff.
We learned some stuff. Yeah.
There was some stuff we learned.
No, absolutely. I feel good about it. Feel good about the stuff we learned right there.
Do you?
Yeah. So, wrapping up, we got, last night we haven't talked about it at all, but I don't know why people thought Florida was going to take care of this business. Vegas is taking care of business in the NHL finals, up to nothing, okay? Vegas was a one seed. Florida's an eight seed. Now, in the other one, Denver and Miami in the NBA, one versus eight seed, it's all tied at a game apiece. We'll see if Florida can get back into this thing. They came in hot. There's no question about that. They beat some good teams. But Vegas has been doing it all year. So we got no game tonight in the NBA. We got Astros once again, Kevin Gausman against Hunter Brown. And if Yiner Diaz doesn't start in this game, it's a fireable offense. It's a fireable offense. Because just the other day, he's the only guy that did anything with homer and a double when you lost 2-1 to Anaheim.
He's red hot, and he's your catcher of the future.
And he's 4-for-5 yesterday, which by the same token, I'm a big Chaz fan,
yep.
But Jake Meyers is hot, too. Jake Meyers is hot. If Jake Meyers is
so
hot...
So who are you going with?
I got to play Jake. I got to play Jake. He went 4-for-5 yesterday. You know what I'm going to do? Now, granted, Alex Manoah is a minor league pitcher this year. Kevin Gausman is better. We'll see, against... And, oh, by the way, Kevin Gausman is going to be tougher, much tougher than Alex Manoah was. So, and Hunter Brown deserves the best offense out there. The ability to score runs.
It is true. Now, he has hit against some lesser, although no one else is getting hits on Sunday.
No.
Manoah's not exactly the toughest nut to crack this year. But still, he was cracking multiple nuts.
Yeah, right.
Against multiple pitchers.
Manoah was out of the game in the first, so guess what? He was hitting other guys. So, or the second, whenever Manoah left. So he's got to start. And by the way, I don't know that you lose anything defensively with Yiner over Maldonado.
I'm not sure you do. I used to just assume there was no way he could throw guys out until I actually saw him throw guys out like Maldonado. Look, Maldonado he's one of the heartbeats of the team, which is, I get that. But
guys love him. Guys love to throw to him.
But you can still play him just a little less.
But
and you can play Diaz at first a little more. You know, frankly, Abreu, I'm glad you're paying him that much, but or I'm not glad. I don't know how to say it. I don't care that what you're paying him. Field the best lineup, Dusty. And if that means Jiner a few more attempts at DH.
He's not going to field the best lineup.
Who would you rather have, though?
The best lineup does not include Jose Abreu or Maldonado.
Let's say Maldonado doesn't. Well, okay, so what it could come down to is your DH. Are you going to go? Because Yordan, are you going to go? And it's not Yordan's going to play regardless.
What is your best lineup?
Who would you rather have? Jolks or Diaz in a lineup as a hitter? Remember, Jolks, for all the good feelings we have, he still has a sub 700 OPS.
Yeah. No. Right now, it's Jiner. Yes.
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 But, okay, what about, really, that's the only discussion.
His OPS is closing in on 800, as opposed to, right, you're right. Jolks' OPS is low. Your best lineup is Jiner behind the plate. Now, your best lineup is Jiner in first. Your best lineup is Jiner first.
It appears as though.
No, because you could. Yeah, no, I guess you have no other first base options, if you know the truth.
Not this year.
And it'll be interesting to see whether or not he gets Greg Kessinger.
By the way, we didn't talk about, because it didn't happen, did you see they were going to be out of the inning? Alex Bregman made a great play, made a throw on, this would have been on, like, God, whatever it was, Thursday or Friday night when the Astros beat the Angels. And it was the throw over. Maton was in the game. He had a chance to get out of the inning. He made a great play, threw it over on the run, and freaking Abreu just missed it. Like, it was a little left of the glove, but all you got to do is move on the base and come up with it. He did not come up with that. That is one that should have absolutely been a play that you make. Yeah. You're not asked to do a whole lot at first base.
No, but he's been pretty good scooping balls. He's been okay.
Yeah, but he's that's one good. He needs to make.
He's
also
not Yuli, but he's been pretty good. I mean, you're going to make an error or you're not going to catch them all. But I'm not going to pile on Abreu with defensively. He's not Yuli, but he's done a pretty good job with balls in the dirt and bounce in. He's done a pretty good job. Yeah, Jake Meyers has been really, really good. And you can't take him out of the lineup either. 713-780-3776, the number if you want to hang here. Oh, you can't hang here because we're going to do News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, which you never, ever want to miss. But first, you got to drink some tequila.
So one of the things about tequila is great for margaritas. Everyone in Texas, you know, we have margaritas. But have you ever tried a good sipping tequila? A good sipping tequila is a game changer. It is one where you can have it with you want it cold? You want it with just a single block of ice? Do you want it with a little bit of ice in the cup? You want it neat, just straight up and having it room temperature? You can find, and it will definitely change the flavor profile depending on how you take that. But a really good sipping tequila is going to be smooth going down. And that's what Maestro Dobel has. Their tequilas, whether it's the Reposada or the Añejo Extra, the Cristalino, even the Silver and the Smoke Silver, these are all fantastic as sipping tequilas. And it's one that can really change the way you look at tequilas. If you've been somebody who's had cheap tequila shots and you got that burn at the end and, you know, all you know about is margaritas, you really should try and pour yourself a small glass of Maestro Dobel and sip it for the first time, and you'll detect a little bit of sweetness right there at the back end of it, and the flavor profile is terrific, and it's never a harsh swallow, man. It is really, really good. Make sure that you are checking out Maestro Dobel. Give yourself the best chance to have the best liquor shelf in your neighborhood with Maestro Dobel.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, with more nougat.
You're not cooking.
Pork chop sandwiches.
News of the weird. Weird, weird now, I'm telling you. John and Lance Weird. News. Weird. Weird. John and Lance Weird. News.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have your choice of which you would rather have at a fast food, more or less, restaurant. Would you rather be the Utah woman who sues Starbucks because she found cleaning tablets in her coffee? Or would you rather be the New Mexico woman who found cocaine on a Sonic hot dog?
I feel like the money for Starbucks is a lot more.
Yeah, but you got
to... I'm not dealing cocaine. If you're going to tell me you can take the cocaine and deal it, or you can take
the cocaine... No, there's cocaine on the dog. It's not...
No. It's just a packet, I think. I don't think it was actually on the dog, from what I remember reading.
She discovered the bag after taking a bite. Right. It was in the dog, though.
Yeah.
Confirmed to contain a gram of...
I think I would rather... So the cleaning tablets are in your coffee?
Yeah. I'm going to go cocaine.
I'm going to go clean, because I think I could sue... I think my Starbucks lawsuit is going to have some legs.
I think so, too, but I got to drink cleaning tablets. I'm going cocaine.
Well, I don't want to finish them.
But you accidentally drank this. You drank this.
That's going to make my payout higher.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but you're going to drink... Okay.
Did you ingest any cocaine?
Yeah, you bit into it and found the little
bag. But I didn't hear if you actually ingested any of it.
Would you report it to the police or just do the cocaine?
Report.
Okay.
Are you trying to get me in trouble?
No. But
with the league,
you did get the guy. By the way, the guy who was behind the counter got, he was arrested.
The coke dealer?
Yeah, the coke dealer.
If you're a coke dealer, like, what are you? And you're working at Sonic?
Yeah, and you're dealing. You're young. You got to make a little on the side. Okay, all right. It's not a bad place. Here's your food, sir.
Oh no, exactly. If you're working a window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's perfect. It's not a bad gig until you leave some in some woman's who's gonna out you
and maybe sue Sonic
instead of just doing the coke.
Yeah, but now she's not gonna be able to sue Sonic. It's a loss for her.
Not the best robbers ever. Did you hear about the deputies accused a man of using a Nintendo Duck Hunt pistol during the robbery?
I saw it.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't wear a blue wig. I don't know.
That's not a wig.
Or whatever.
That's their hair.
And then what about the guy who wore a box on his head while he was stealing jewelry?
Well,
he had a box on top of his head.
And that sounds like a good idea because they're not going to be able to tell who you are.
Except the box, he lifted the box up to see. He couldn't see out of the box.
So he didn't cut holes.
He lifted the box up to see what he was robbing. And they got a picture of him and they arrested him.
Yeah, that's news of the dumb.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be dumber, right? Connecticut lawmakers have approved use of deadly force against bears.
Yeah.
Just weeks after one broke into a bakery and ate dozens of cupcakes. Do you think you should be able to kill bears because they ate your cupcakes?
Yeah, it's time to kill bears. Once you start getting into the sweets and all that stuff.
Right. Once they take dozens of cupcakes.
Once you start taking, and it's probably a really popular cupcake spot. Once you start messing with baked goods.
Yeah.
It's time that all bets are off.
I mean, bears should die if they eat your cupcakes. I don't think there's any question.
Well, I'm just saying use of force should be okayed.
Yeah, it's not really not the punishment for people if you steal cupcakes, dozens of cupcakes. But if you're a bear, shoot them. Okay.
Well, bears also they get away with some stuff too.
Like what?
Crapping all over the place.
Well, really? Been in San Francisco lately? People do that too.
I know. You're not supposed to.
Well, you do, though.
But they hold. Where's the cleanup crew to come in and clean up bear scat from all over the hiking trails?
What?
Do you know I'd say that all the time? Whenever we're on a hike and we see anything, it's usually going to be deer, maybe even dog, and I'm like, that's bear scat. That's bear scat.
No, you don't. You scare the people, don't you?
Yeah, I try to scare
people. A woman was arrested. She tried to hire a hitman to kill the wife of a man she met on Match.com. So she met this man on Match.com who was married. And so she decided that she needed to get the wife out of the picture.
Yeah.
Hired a hitman to kill the wife of the guy she met on Match.com. Dude is really, really... He must be pretty good. I don't know. but because he's got women wanting to kill his wife.
Or he's got a bunch of money.
Or, you know, are you, should you be on Match.com if you're married?
No.
I don't think. I think that's probably. A survey out, new survey, Lance, says 38% of people think snacks are the best part of a road trip. Do you feel like snacks, not your son?
Yeah, that's the worst part of a road trip.
Okay. Snacks. Eating, being able to eat snacks right. on a road trip, that's the best part.
It's pretty cool.
You
it
like
can
that.
Be. I like to lock in. So if we're taking a long trip,
yeah. What snack do you bring with you?
And if it's on, I don't know. You know, that's usually when I hit beef jerky. At some point, yeah. you can. I don't just want to eat a sandwich on the road. My wife likes to do that. Let's make a sandwich for the road. I'm like, come on, stop somewhere.
Yeah,
I kind of want to stop somewhere, but she likes to do sandwiches on the road. But you know. Corn nuts, it's things I never eat. Corn nuts are good.
Sunflower
I never eat them
seeds are good.
Yeah, but you got to have a cup with you if you're going to do it on the road.
We do that.
But I like to, I get into a zone where I kind of zone out and I get hypnotized by the road. And I'm safe, I mean, but I like to not listen to anybody or I listen to comedy shows. Sometimes listen to a book. But I'll flip around comedy channels as long as the kids have their headphones on because it can get a little rough on some of those comedy channels.
There's no question. All right, we're done. Paul Gallant is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hope you enjoyed the show today. We will be back tomorrow with more of the same right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Have a great day, everybody.
I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Everyone loves our chicken pot pie.
Chicken pot, chicken pot, chicken pot pie.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.